You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
This is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope we had a good week, and most importantly, that we found the time to pray to Jesus. On today's show, we are going to speak about letting our burdens go, which is another way of saying let go and let God, and how we just don't give our burdens to the Lord. We trust that He will handle them, and we let Him. My guest today is Drew Frederick, the president of Operation Blessing, and of course, we'll be talking about prayer, and I'll be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together, we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was accept without judgment, and we spoke about how, as Christians, we cannot be critical of others, but rather we must accept people for who they are, because we are all God's people. Look for the good in others and do not be judgmental. On today's show, our topic is letting our burdens go. Whether we use the phrase let go and let God, give it to Him, or letting our burdens go, conceptually, they all mean the same thing, which is to rid ourselves of our troubles, give them to the Lord, and let Him handle them. It sounds easy, right? Well, in essence, it is, but the problem begins when soon after we attempt to rid ourselves of the burden, without even realizing it, we wind up taking back whatever we were dealing with. We are worried about how the lawsuit is going to end. We are being wrongfully sued for damages from a car accident we did not cause. The car behind us did not stop and plowed into us, causing our car to ram the car in front of us. The people in that car are claiming injuries, medical bills, and punitive damages. But of course, we are worried about what this might cost, how we are going to pay for it, and when it will end. So we pray and ask the Lord to take away this burden. While engaged in prayer, we feel the burden lifted and we are at peace. But within an hour after we have prayed, we start thinking about the lawsuit, and before we know it, we are worrying all over again, meaning we have taken the burden back. This is not letting our burdens go, but instead telling the Lord, I changed my mind, I can handle this myself. In the Bible it says, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. This Bible verse makes it clear that the Lord expects us to give Him our burdens and that He is there for us to help and to lead us through them. But when we give Him whatever is troubling us, we have to make sure that once we give it to Him, we let Him handle the problem and that we do not take the burden back. Understanding how to have the Lord take care of our troubles is another step in living life as a Christian. Today we are talking about letting our burdens go. Well, the concept is easy. Pray to Jesus, ask Him to handle a problem or something difficult we are dealing with, and trust that He will. But unfortunately, most of us are fine with the first part, giving the problem to Jesus. But after that, where we typically fail is taking it back, because we start thinking about it, worrying about it, and before we know it, the problem is ours to handle all over again. That is not letting our burdens go. Once we give them to the Lord, trust that He will handle them and let Him without us interfering by taking control of them and taking them back. The first song I'm going to play today is a simple song with a nice message. The song is called Just Say a Prayer. When I wrote this song, I thought about how we all take so much for granted and how so often we get caught up in our own lives. We fail to see the needs of those around us. Yet, if we simply stop and show the Lord how much we appreciate all we have by simply taking time throughout the day to say a short prayer, we would truly please our Lord and we'd lead much happier lives. Please listen now to my song, Just Say a Prayer.
See the world, there are so many times we're watching those living challenging lives, yet we go about our way, nothing to say, thinking we're fine. But what can we do for the people in need? Something so easy, it's hard to believe. We've got to just say a prayer for all those whom we should pray for. We've got to just say a prayer to have the Lord help them endure. We've got to just say a prayer to give our thanks and devotion. Stop and show Him we can just say a prayer. Every day we walk and drive by places filled with those who cry, yet we don't stop to think, our eyes don't even blink, we think we're fine. But what can we do for the people in need? Something so easy, it's hard to believe. We've got to just say a prayer for all those whom we should pray for. We've got
Art. We'll be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Today I am joined by Drew Frederick, president of Operation Blessing, a Christian humanitarian organization serving people in need around the world. Drew, thank you so much for joining us on Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm great, Art. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Drew, for listeners who may not be familiar with Operation Blessing, can you share the heart of the ministry and how you serve people through disaster relief, hunger relief, medical care, and child development?
Absolutely. You know, we've got a mission at Operation Blessing to bring help and hope to a hurting world, empowering people in need through compassionate, Christ-centered relief and development programs. And really, I think the thing that matters there the most is that idea of both help and hope. It's the help, the tangible physical needs we provide, but the hope of God's love and the gospel really rushing in.
Well, you clearly are doing the Lord's work. Drew, your work sits at the intersection of faith and very real human need. Can you share a bit about your own faith journey and how you came to be involved in this kind of ministry?
Absolutely. I've got a unique story. I think I kind of grew up in this. I feel like I'm working in the family business. I'm the oldest of seven kids.
Wow.
Five are adopted. So we had this idea from a very young age that it's a very big world. There are other people out there who might need some help and that God can step into those stories or use us to step into those stories and make a big difference. And so my mom, Terry Musin, has been the host of the 700 Club for more than 30 years. So I've literally grown up on this campus here in Virginia Beach where I'm working and never had a thought that I would work here.
Right.
But the Lord called me here about 11 years ago to come back and work at Orphans Promise with mom and then eventually at Operation Blessing about 3.5 years ago. And I've really seen God move in my own life, preparing me as a leader to work in this space and to just show me again through my brothers and sisters and the work we've done as a family that he's got a big plan for us. We need to step into the calling he's asked us to do to make a difference in the lives of others.
Well, amen to that. Well, Drew, is there a particular story or moment from a disaster response, medical outreach, or a child or family you've encountered that really stays with you and reminds you why this work matters so much?
Yeah, you know, Art, two really come to mind. The first is a gal, when I first came to this job, I heard this story and it has just really stuck with me. It's a woman named Ignacia, and she's from Latin America. And her entire life, she'd grown up with a lack of access to safe, clean water. They had water in their community, but it was dirty and filthy. Animals used it to go to the bathroom and to drink from.
Wow.
We came in and with just a little bit of money and investment, we put in a shower, a toilet, a sink, and she came to us with tears in her eyes.
I'm sure.
She said that for the very first time in her life, she felt like a human. She'd always felt like an animal having to drink from the same water sources. And so I understood very, very early in my time at Operation Blessing, it doesn't take a lot to make a huge difference.
That's so true.
And the other piece I want to mention is a gal that I met in the Philippines, a 17-year-old girl named Glyssa. And when I met her, she kind of hobbled up to me on double club foot. She'd been living that way for all 17 years.
Wow.
She could hardly look me in the face because of kind of the shame and the guilt. You know, so often in communities like that, there's this idea that if you've got a malady like a club foot, it's because of sin or evil spirits. And it's just simply not true.
Right.
And so we were able to step into her life, perform a double club foot surgery. She's recovered from that. And just the other day, I saw her a picture of her. She entered a beauty pageant in her village and finished second.
That's great.
But the smile on her face and the glow, the pride she has, the shame is gone because we stepped in and God's love rushed in and transformed her story. And so, again, those two things, I think, point back, Art, to our mission statement of bringing both help and hope. Again, tangible help, but the hope that God's got a better plan for you.
Right.
And for folks who are feeling badly about themselves, that idea of belief that there's something good about you because God has designed you with a plan and a purpose makes all the difference in the world.
Well, those are heartwarming stories, and thank you so much for sharing them. Well, Drew, for listeners who feel moved by this work and want to learn more or get involved, what's the best way for them to connect with Operation Blessing?
Yeah, we love to connect with folks. It's a digital world that we live in, so our website's usually the best place to start. OB.org, like Operation Blessing, OB.org is our website. You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, certainly. Our YouTube channel is a tremendous resource, tons of videos on there. We've got some new series coming out soon. It's a great way to kind of keep your finger on the pulse of what it is that God's doing through Operation Blessing around the world.
Well, thank you, Drew. That website, once again, is OB.org. And Drew, thank you for taking the time to be with us today and for the work you and Operation Blessing are doing to serve people in need around the world. Thank you for joining us on Let Go and Let God.
Thanks so much, Art. God bless.
Our topic today is letting our burdens go. As I have said earlier, the biggest challenge we face when attempting to give our burdens to our Lord is that after we give them to Him, we don't leave them there and we wind up taking them back. But there is a way that we can prevent that from happening. You see, the whole process of letting our burdens go is through prayer. So first, when praying to Jesus, we identify the problem we are facing and we share that with Jesus. Using the example from before, Lord Jesus, I am facing a lawsuit that is frightening me because of what it might cost, and I know I won't have the money to pay for it if I lose in court. Please take this burden from me, Lord, and please, dear Jesus, handle it. That part, I think we can all envision doing okay. But here's the next part, which is crucial. Lord Jesus, I know you will handle the problem. I trust that you will guide me through it much better than me handling it on my own. And Lord Jesus, I am confident you will bring me to a better place regardless of the outcome. And after saying that, we end with, Lord Jesus, I know that I am weak and may start worrying about this again, and that if I do, you will no longer handle my burden. So please, dear Lord Jesus, give me the strength and confidence to leave this alone and in your hands. We can say those three things any way that is comfortable for us, but it's important that we share the burden with the Lord, give it to Him to handle, let Him know that we trust that He will, and ask for the strength to resist taking it back. Do this over and over, and soon we will find that we have rid ourselves of the burden, we are feeling much better without the worry, and no matter how things end, we will be in a better place than when we started. Patience is key, which is why we must pray on it over and over. Letting our burdens go is an easy concept as long as we follow all of the steps. Understanding how the Lord is there to handle all of our needs is another part of living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song, acknowledging the importance of singing as a way of praising our Lord. Please listen out to my song, Hallelujah, Let Him Hear You Sing.
What's in our hearts? Such joy you will feel when you sing. So let's start. Just so sing with joy.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, letting our burdens go, tells us that the Lord is there to help us at all times, and all we have to do is ask. But when we give Him our burdens, we must trust that He will take care of them by leading us through them, and most importantly, we have to remain patient and not take the burdens back. When we give Him our burdens, we must pray on it over and over until we have completely rid ourselves of the worry and keeping it on our mind. Trust that the Lord will take care of things. Believe that the Lord will take care of things, and let the Lord take care of things. And when we do, we will have mastered letting our burdens go. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today talks about how we can live a much better and more peaceful life when we learn how to walk with the Lord. Please listen now to my song, I Walk with the Lord.
That can be so hard, with ups and downs to endure. The choices we make can lead to mistakes, but I walk with the Lord. It's easy to drift away. Come all the time, the difficulties of life, so go it alone, on their own, but I walk with the Lord. Faith is when we believe in Him filling every need. Feel His love from heaven above. The Lord, to deny yourself, a great
Art. We'll be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Stop and Take a Breath. Today, we live in a fast-paced world, always in a hurry to get where we are going, to the meeting, to the restaurant, to the bowl game. Hurry, hurry, and more hurry. But what if we stopped and took a breath before rushing, before forgetting those around us, and before forgetting Jesus? Stop, take a breath, invite Jesus into our hearts, and watch how we are no longer rushing through life, but instead living it with peace and joy. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Drew Frederick. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows. Log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 15 contemporary Christian podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.